WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Fox News reports House Majority Whip Steve Scalise and some of his aides were shot at a baseball practice in Virginia this morning. The shots were reported on East Monroe Street. Alexandria police stated this on Twitter about 30 minutes ago. The location was near a YMCA. We'll have more details as they come in. While residents in the southeast Texas town of Kirbyville continue to call on the removal of Superintendent Tommy Wallace, more allegations have surfaced about his forced resignation from Bryan last year. KBTX reports they obtained a report composed by Wallace's former co-workers, accusing him of immoral conduct, arrogant disregard of district policies, and inappropriate use of taxpayer dollars. KBTX reports after the 10-page document was given to the Bryan School Board, that's when Wallace was given an $83,000 buyout and a letter of recommendation. Two Good Samaritans were honored at last night's Bryan City Council meeting with citizen awards from Fire Chief Randy McGregor.
Alejandro Juarez and Mr. Chase Bear were witnesses to the accident. They saw Mrs. Ludd's car roll over and land on the driver's side door right there in front of them.
McGregor says after the vehicle's engine compartment caught fire, Chase Bear removed the driver's seatbelt, and then he and Alejandro Juarez pulled the driver out through the passenger side door and helped her across the street to wait for first responders. In the next 5 years, the city of College Station will be spending $310 million towards a variety of projects, while the list of what is not funded is at $206 million. At the last city council meeting, Mayor Carl Mooney brought up future costs of building parks, an expense that is currently passed on by developers to homebuyers in new developments.
We've had meetings with some of our developers in the area who are trying to find ways to have more affordable housing, and one of the ways that they're doing that is eliminating things like pools and community centers and some other park spaces so that they can get more homes in a smaller area, smaller lots.
Changes to the city's parkland dedication regulations will be considered by the Parks Board before going to the council for final consideration. More than $10,000 of property was recovered as a BDICE man was arrested in College Station on charges of stealing from a storage unit and two vehicles. According to the arrest report, 28-year-old Joseph Hall was found asleep in his truck that was parked in front of the storage unit. The victim and his father, who is a College Station police officer, learned $9,000 of property was taken from the unit. Also in Hall's truck was sound equipment belonging to the Aggie Wranglers dance group. Hall said the property belonged to him or to his friends. The arrest report noted Hall had two prior theft convictions. College Station police arrested a Walker County man on charges of impersonating himself as a stock day trader and attempting to sell stolen property.
23-year-old Tyler Fletcher of New Waverly is accused of taking $3,500 from the victim with the promise that in 4 months he would turn it into more than $16,000. According to the arrest report, Fletcher was not registered to the Texas Securities Commission. CSPD first interviewed Fletcher in February after he attempted to sell an Aggie ring and $1,100 of camera equipment in the police department's parking lot. The transaction was set up by police and the person who was trying to recover her stolen ring. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And a traffic advisory for those on the freeway northbound. Through tomorrow morning, the university exit will be closed. That's to allow TxDOT crews to reduce the length of the concrete median on the northbound frontage road between Harvey and University. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Grand Champ Roofing builds and repairs roofs Texas tough to stand up to whatever Mother Nature throws at it. When Texas tough weather hits hard, Grand Champ Roofing is the only call you need to make. The best service team, best lifetime warranty, best prices. These things make Grand Champ Roofing Texas tough. It's not a tough decision, it's the right decision. Go with Grand Champ Roofing. We're Texas tough. Find us at grandchamproofing.com.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Sunshine will be developing across the region today. High pressure is off to our east, and that system's going to provide the warm, moist air that continues to work its way into the region. We're 90 to 95 later today. We're partly cloudy overnight and 75. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine, 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine for Friday with highs around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Brigham Hill joins Corbin Martin as another Aggie selected in the MLB draft. Meanwhile, the Bombers took down the Cane Cutters last night to increase their TCL lead to 2.5 games over Victoria. That's 2.5 games, rather. And the Astros couldn't hold off Ruggie and the Rangers in Game 2 of the Lone Star Showdown. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, and you know, of course, that, the Golden State Warriors won.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why did that happen?
Because they were better?
Well, Tristan Thompson watched the NBA championship slip through his hands Monday night when the Cleveland Cavaliers lost to the Golden State Warriors. But could it be Khloe Kardashian's fault?
Of course it is.
Absolutely.
It's the Kardashian curse.
That's it. That's exactly it.
Yep.
Some fans believe the Kardashian curse because athletes tend to go on losing streaks, well, when they end up involved with one of the sisters.
Yep.
Like Chris Humphries and Lamar Odom.
True story.
I don't know about Chris Humphries.
Chris Humphries was the one married to Kim for less than a year.
Well, yep. Of course.
And the Nets.
Maybe? I don't know.
I couldn't even tell you who he played for. But, that was about his 10 months of fame, and then his basketball career just diminished.
Well, for his part, Allen Houston, who, of course, is the former Knicks star, we all know that, right, doesn't agree with the theory. He tells the New York Post that his, quote, job was to compete, end quote. And it doesn't matter who he's dating.
Of course.
But I remember who that Chicago Bears quarterback was who was having some sort of he was dating a celebrity. I don't even know who the quarterback was.
Like Jay Cutler?
That's it. Jay Cutler. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're fighting for your job on the field and then, you know, your personal life is in the tank, then it does have to impact you. I would think. So
not only is it in the tank, but it's also being publicized everywhere.
Well, that's it. The whole story is out there. That's true. So the Golden State Warriors, in winning the title on Monday night, like a lot of sports teams, celebrated by spraying champagne all over the locker room.
Oh, this is great. Yeah, yeah.
But the Warriors weren't using the cheap stuff. You know about this?
Uh-uh.
Okay, it cost them $1,200 a piece for these bottles.
Whoa.
There were 150 of them, meaning we're talking $180,000 worth of champagne.
Oh, the worst kind of alcohol abuse.
And they're not drinking it. Oh. They're spraying it all over each other.
You get the cheap stuff to spray. You take the expensive stuff
and
you drink it.
Take your Vuv and take it home.
Caller.
Well, having a relationship with a media prostitute pretty much means you're a loser anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah, probably so. Why would they do that?
Well, my favorite video that I saw wasn't even with the champagne. They actually had beer cans that they were doing your typical, like, shake them up and spray them all over the place. But then a couple of them were actually, like, shotgunning the beer cans. Well, Kevin Durant must not really be a beer guy.
Let's make sure that they understand what shotgunning is.
Okay, so you poke a hole in the bottom of the can, and right. then you flip the tab, and yep. it shoots out of that hole, so you right. basically have to chug it as right. fast as you can.
Yep. Yep. Right. Okay.
So Kevin Durant is trying to do that, but he must not really be a beer guy, because yeah. then you watch him spit the beer out on the floor.
Oh, no!
So now there are a ton of memes going out that are, you know, when your boys are trying to celebrate, but you're not a beer guy.
Yeah, see? That's it. He drinks the top shelf stuff.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. And it does. It looks like it could be, like, Keystone or something. Something very very cheap.
The Beast.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's
yeah,
best.
Probably. Yeah. Exactly.
So we're talking $180,000, and somebody put together a list of what they could have done with that $180,000.
Well, you know, giving it to charity.
Well, yeah, but see, they wouldn't do that. You could buy 9 new Honda Civics for that.
Okay.
You could buy 277 iPhone 7s with that. You could buy 36,000 basic fidget spinners with that. You could buy 100 high-quality basketball hoops along with 2,566 Spalding basketballs. You could buy 13,800 copies of the newest Suicide Squad on Blu-ray. You could buy 6,000 Yellow Kids Pokemon hoodies with the Pikachu ears.
Okay.
And of course, so there you go. And you could buy 2 tickets to the final 5 to game 5 of the finals. Oh. The 47,
why would they need to buy tickets,
that's
though?
That's right. Well, that means because
they
wouldn't
be
there. Yeah, that's
well,
right.
Well, those are things that aren't worth anything you could have spent the money on.
Right.
Oh, gee,
my favorite, though, is how, you know, champagne celebrations have graduated over the years, and now they've, like, got decked out goggles and protective gear.
Well,
and the worst is if, like, it's a game 7 and you're the losing team and you come into your locker room and it's all tarped up
yeah,
with plastic
yeah,
just
yeah.
in case you had
part,
won.
That part's
get
not
me
good.
To my locker. Get this crap out of here.
Well, and now, you know, whoever the crew is who's responsible for cleaning up the locker room now has to spray down the walls. I mean, I hope that when they build these new billion-dollar basketball palaces, they do something about special paint.
They
so
think about
easier.
That, right?
I'm sure
you're,
they do.
Right,
champagne resistant.
And then
paint.
You've got to
exactly.
keep an eye on your jersey because people are just taking
right.
those every,
steal
you know,
that.
Left
yeah,
and right.
Pull a Tom Brady. Yeah.
Exactly.
Can you imagine if we had real world problems to think? Oh, about?
I know.
But not so. All right, now, did we know that TxDOT was going to close that ramp yesterday?
Apparently not.
See,
yeah, I didn't.
I just happened to see the little flashing board. And I thought, I was so smug. Look at me. I'm smart enough to know to do that. Because there had to be people who were planning to get off on the University Drive exit.
Oh, because it's not a popular exit.
Nah,
oh,
nobody's
no,
ever there. So,
I missed the board.
Yeah, so I happened to hit that and remember it when I drove by it a couple of times yesterday. But now, now they're letting you know.
Yes.
The University Drive exit, 60, okay? If you're northbound, that ramp, that exit ramp is closed.
Guess
now,
what? Because they have to fix it. Because it's dumb.
Tell us what they're doing that causes the... Because I looked yesterday, and they put the little cones up, and there was just
right.
a regular, would look like civilian pickup truck sitting in the off-ramp. But so tell me what their
text says. So they are reducing the length of the concrete median because
yeah.
it's... quite long,
yeah,
and it gives you 2 seconds to
yeah.
get over,
yeah,
yeah.
And while the other people are also trying to get over, so by reducing the length of the median, they're allowing more room to merge.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna say,
with or without the median, there is not very much room or very much time.
Agreed.
Exactly, and I
and
think...
I just need to get to Neen Fuzz.
Yeah, but I believe that. I know that there are people who are highly educated, who are traffic engineers
oh,
with
yes.
lots of...
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I still think this is a Petri dish out here because they keep changing what they do.
Yeah.
But I think all it took was us drivers having to navigate that once or twice to go, where did they come up with this
it
idea?
It is yeah. scary. And, you know, we all know not everybody's as good a driver as we are.
That's uh-huh. right. That's true.
And so you've got people slowing down in the wrong lane,
yep.
speeding up in the wrong lane,
yep.
not
yep.
using their blinkers.
Yep.
It is a mess.
Well, I still
think that's one of the worst ones.
I still think that one over there, the new one that they put in, I call it new, but in front of where the Academy used to be.
Sure.
I think that little area.
Oh,
there
that one's
30,
horrible too.
That's terrible.
Horse Haven area. Yep.
Yeah.
The whole concept is flawed.
Yep.
Okay. So is that what we're going to do next? Is now we're going to go back and shorten all of these things?
I just want to know what was wrong with the ramps before they started changing them.
Nothing.
What did I just say about this being a petri dish?
Yep.
Hey, listen, I know this place. It's Bryan College Station. It's not that big. We'll go in there. We'll do that. They'll get a little bit upset, but we'll do that before we try it in Austin.
You only need
whatever.
A quarter mile to change lanes. No big deal, right?
Hello.
They really made it easy to go around all the traffic lights.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true, too.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, here in the summertime, we don't mind going down Texas Avenue. It's not quite as bad as it used to be, you know, when the students are here.
True.
But if they ever get this project solved, that'll be wonderful. But in the meantime, it's closed. Is this the first exit? Then they're going to do another one. Then they're going to do another one. We'll see where it goes.
Weather permitting, which I don't think the only reason, I mean, I don't think they quit working because it gets too hot.
No.
So weather permitting, it should be open tomorrow morning. What time? I'm not sure.
Okay.
It could be 11 a.m. That's morning.
Yeah, I guess that's right. It could be 11:58.
11:59, right. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Okay. We had a story this morning. We're watching it for you. The House Majority Leader, Whip Steve Scalise, was shot in the hip. At least one other aide also hit in the chest by a gunman with a rifle who opened fire at a baseball practice in Virginia this morning. I guess that happened about 45 minutes ago.
Right. Like it made it sound like it was about 7:30 Eastern time.
Okay.
So, 6:30 here. Apparently they play baseball, and so are
they have a game. They have a congressional game where they play, and this was a practice.
Early morning practice.
Right.
Gotcha.
So there we go. All right, keep you posted on that. Hello.
Hey, and wait until they get the interchange on Harvey Mitchell out by the airport.
Oh,
yeah,
I hear you. And if you've seen the design for that thing, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It is truly going to be very, very confusing. It's just make it one more part of town you don't want to go. I mean, it's kind of like University Drive when the students are here, between Texas and Welborn. You just kind of go, I don't think so.
Right.
Just kind of avoid it.
Probably not. No reason to be there. So, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's wash our ears out with more good news when it comes to food.
Okay.
One fast food company is pushing its marketing efforts to new heights, literally. Kentucky Fried Chicken, home of the Famous Bowl.
Woo!
Home of the Famous Bowl is going to team up with an Arizona-based space exploration firm, and together they plan to send a KFC sandwich into space.
Finally.
World View Enterprises, which calls itself a stratospheric exploration company, will use a high-altitude stratolite. It's a stratolite balloon to launch the KFC Zinger sandwich. This will happen June 21st.
They got to make sure it'll hold up in space up there so they can sell them and we all start taking tours to space.
WorldView's chief executive, Jane Pointner, says when KFC first proposed the idea, they laughed. She said, when we picked ourselves up off the floor, we actually thought it was really, really cool. I think when they probably said what the amount they would pay for it was, they thought it'd be really, really cool.
Right.
Do we know what a KFC Zinger sandwich is?
No.
Only there were a way that we might be able.
I will tell you, I'm looking up the Zinger sandwich, that there's a local KFC that I pass by regularly on my way home. And they, on their board outside, it said something about some new item with FLG sauce.
Okay.
And it took me, y'all, 2 months driving by this sign. And I would every time I go, flag sauce?
What is it?
Yeah, finally it hit me one day. I was like, finger licking good.
Thank you. All right. Yeah.
Oh, the Zinger is
a... Can you take all those food items and pile them in a single bowl for me? And I'll just eat them like a death row prisoner on suicide watch. Yes, we can pile that in a bowl, but we can also arrange it on a plate like you're an adult with self-respect and dignity. There's no need to put that in a single bowl. Just pile my food in a brown mound in a bowl. And is there a way that the bowl can play Pink Floyd's Great Gig in the Sky while I eat it alone yeah. in my apartment at 2 in the morning with all the lights off and just... That's their most popular item. They can't keep them on the shelf. America has spoken. Pile my food in a bowl like I'm a dog. If there's any way you could put my dinner in a blender and liquefy it and then put it into a caulking gun and inject it into my femoral artery, that would be even better. But I know you don't have a lunch gun, so until you invent that, just make me a failure pile in a sadness bowl. That's what I want. I want a failure pile in a sadness bowl.
There you go, Patton Oswalt's famous bowl. So the zinger is...
If you're looking for a spicy, crispy chicken sandwich worthy of the name Zinger, then look no further because it's right here on the menu in the good old U.S. of A. KFC is a pretty nice website.
Yeah, they do.
But yeah, it just looks like it's...
They almost make it look like you'd want to eat it.
Right? Yeah, it looks delicious. It's got what looks like lettuce and mayo on it. Okay. And then it's just a very crispy fried chicken sandwich.
You see here, this is a bad combination. And we've talked about mayo and I got it.
Yeah.
But consider, if you will, and again, the reason I love the famous bowl is it takes two hands to eat it, and they give it to you at the drive-thru. It just reeks of, this is not going to end well.
Mm-hmm. Danger.
Anytime you have a sandwich of any kind that has mayonnaise on it, mm-hmm. you have to understand that when you squeeze it or when you bite into it, there could be slippage.
Yep.
And then there could be spillage.
Really, any sauce. We shouldn't blame mayo.
That's right. So if you're driving down the road and you end up with that, you're suddenly wearing the condiments, and I don't know.
That's why you have a bib.
I suppose that's it.
You don't have a car bib?
Your car bib? You don't have one, bib. Scott?
Just do that. Just get a towel and put it over you
exactly.
and do that.
Exactly.
All right. So this launches on... So it's not out yet. Is that right?
I don't know. Okay. This one says, try one today.
Oh, okay.
And a $5 fill-up with wedges, a cookie, and a drink. I didn't know they had wedges. That's
I didn't
exciting.
Either. Wow. All right, so KFC wedges in a zinger.
Did you know there's something called a go cup? They literally make it easier to eat on the road. It comes in a cup in the shape of a cup holder.
Nice.
And it's got wedges in either chicken tenders or popcorn nuggets or hot wings, because that's clean.
Yeah, you want that on your steering wheel.
But they literally make it to where you just stick it right in your car cup holder and you can just dig right in.
All right.
Is America the greatest country or
with FLG sauce.
Yeah. 726. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. All right, weather. All right, into the June thing. Going to have highs today about 93 or 94. It was 91 officially last couple of days, but it's going to start warming up beyond that. And safe to say we're probably going to be up to about 96 by the time we get to the weekend. And no mention of showers at all. Lows will be about 74 to 76 degrees. And currently we have 77 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In April, Di-Fi did San Fran, and all hell broke out. Dianne Feinstein, the well-seasoned elder senator from California, held a town hall in her hometown of San Francisco. Feinstein told the assembled crowd that she was not on board with single-payer, the complete government takeover of health care, either in Washington or California. And that was like waving a red flag at a bull. The lefty mob erupted. They booed. They chanted single payer now. They called DiFi a sellout. Not the kind of reception the elder senator is used to from the home crowd. Then on Sunday, Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, told CNN that Loretta Lynch, Obama's attorney general, should be investigated. She said, we need to know more about James Comey's accusation under oath that Lynch pressured him to give Hillary's campaign FBI cover. DiFi did say the Lynch investigation should not be part of the Russia investigation, but that won't be enough to save her from what she's about to face. Democrats don't turn on Democrats. That's the rule. No matter how horrible the allegations, no matter how clear the facts, how corrupt the official, Democrats circle the wagons. And they certainly don't call for Democrats to be investigated. Dianne Feinstein had a memory lapse. She forgot to follow the Democrat scandal handbook. And back home, the crazed, unhinged Democrat base is very unforgiving, and she is about to find out.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know that in 34% of home invasions, the burglar gets in right through the front door? That's why you need a security system that offers complete coverage for all of your home's access points. Simply Safe Home Security. There are no long-term contracts. Round-the-clock professional monitoring, only $14.99 a month. Get your Simply Safe system today and stop intruders at the front door. Go to simplysafeusa.com to get a special 10% discount. That's simplysafeusa.com.
One call could decide your child's future. We're Mathnasium Learning Centers, the world specialist in teaching math. We began with a powerful idea: teach kids math the way that makes sense to them, and kids will actually enjoy math. They'll do more of it, leading to higher and higher levels of mastery. Today, Mathnasium has 700 franchised locations. Find yours at mathnasium.com and make the call that could decide your child's future. Mathnasium, we make math make sense.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana was shot this morning at a congressional baseball practice in Virginia. A congressional aide said Scalise was in stable condition at George Washington University Hospital. Representative Mo Brooks of Alabama said several other people were also hit, including two law enforcement officers. Brooks said that Scalise was down on the ground with what Brooks described as a hip wound. According to the Alexandria Police Twitter feed, the suspect is in custody and is not a threat. Some motorists headed north on Rudder Freeway in College Station were caught off guard yesterday by the closure of the University Drive exit. The TxDOT Bryan District Office reports weather permitting the exit will reopen tomorrow morning. The exit was closed because TxDOT crews are reducing the length of the concrete median on the northbound frontage road. That will give motorists who are exiting and those on the frontage road more room to merge. Cheers and a standing ovation were given at the start of last night's Bryan City Council meeting to two men who pulled a woman out of a burning car.
The vehicle engine compartment caught fire and the vehicle was burning. Chase disconnected the seatbelt as Alejandro was searching for another way to get her out of the car. They both pulled her up from the passenger side of the vehicle. They assisted her across the street away from the car and cared for her until the fire department arrived and extinguished the fire.
Fire Chief Randy McGregor presented Chase Bear and Alejandro Juarez with citizen awards. Former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace was accused of abusing his power by his former co-workers. KBTX reports they obtained a 10-page report given to the Bryan School Board detailing 14 allegations from other employees. The report, according to KBTX, accuses Wallace of immoral conduct, arrogant disregard of district policies, and inappropriate use of taxpayer dollars. Wallace, who was hired as superintendent in Kirbyville 3 months ago, is the subject of a removal campaign. KFDM Television in Beaumont reported citizens protested outside the Kirbyville administration building yesterday ahead of a school board meeting. A weekend visit to a storage unit by the son of a College Station police officer wound up with a visit by the dad and another officer.
That's after the son found a man asleep in his truck that was parked in front of the son's storage unit where his lock had been damaged. That led to the arrest of a beat ice man on three counts of theft and two prior convictions. According to the arrest report, 28-year-old Joseph Hall told officers he was getting items from his unit. According to the officers, property in Hall's truck included items stolen from two vehicles, including sound system equipment belonging to the Aggie Wranglers dance group. The value of recovered items from the storage unit belonging to the officer and the son, who called police, was estimated at more than $9,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan police and fire responding to 911 calls earlier this month of someone trying to set a car on fire and someone firing shots outside their home have resulted in an arrest on a charge of filing false police reports. According to the arrest report, 40-year-old Terrence Rogers denied making the calls, though officers found the phone associated with the calls on his bed. A Grimes County man was stopped by the same Bryan policeman twice in a five-hour period. According to the arrest report, the first stop resulted in 28-year-old Bradley Hendricks Jr. of Richards receiving a ticket for not having a license, having no insurance, and expired registration. The second time, Hendricks was arrested for not having a license but possessing what was thought to be methamphetamine and marijuana. The College Station City Council at its last meeting received an update on the financial requirements for hundreds of millions of dollars of projects. The presentation from Assistant City Manager Jeff Kirsten began with a one-sentence summary.
We have some projects budgeted, and we need more. any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Kirsten. You may be seated.
Best presentation ever made.
Kirsten went on to provide more details, in part summarizing how little impact fees will go towards water, wastewater, and street projects.
The numbers there on the water side were $49 million and $154 million on the wastewater side.
So about $200 million. And we're estimating we'll get $2 to $3 million a year?
Correct.
Be a little short.
In the next 5 years, College Station has $310 million of projects that are funded and another $206 million that are not funded. One of the longest-serving presidents in the Texas A&M system has been down the road in Prairie View. George Wright, who started in 2003, has announced his retirement effective when an interim is appointed, but he will remain on campus as a teacher and researcher. System officials noted during Dr. Wright's 14-year tenure, enrollment grew from 6,500 to 9,000. Prairie View also established four new doctoral programs, and there was a construction boom that included four new academic buildings and a new football stadium. Dozens of protesters chased after a Harris County Sheriff's deputy and her husband after the couple made their first court appearance on murder charges in the death of a man they restrained during a late-night confrontation. The father of the victim, John Hernandez, was among the estimated 60 protesters, some who slammed their fists on the hood of a car waiting outside the courthouse. Deputies had to move the protesters so the car could drive away. Riptides along the Texas Gulf Coast are to blame for the death of an East Texas woman. Coast Guard officials are awaiting formal identification of the woman's body, who matches the description of 33-year-old Brandy Mosley of Palestine. Mosley had gone into the water off Bolivar Peninsula's Crystal Beach Monday with a relative after a wave swept away Mosley's 4-year-old son. The child, who was wearing water wings, and the relative made it back to shore, but Mosley didn't. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 78 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name that Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hang 10 at the Brazos Valley Hyundai Summer Fun Sales Event this weekend on Highway 6 in Briarcrest. Now through Monday, everything is on sale. 50 vehicles will be sold between now and Monday at ridiculously low prices and payments. Like $5,500 off Hyundai Tucson's. That means you could get a brand new Hyundai Tucson for less than 20 grand. Plus get 6 grand off a new Hyundai Veloster. Sporty and chic and ready for summer. A new Veloster for 6 grand off. Or get a new Hyundai Santa Fe Sport for 6 grand off. Plus, you can't go wrong with the best in the business, Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. So let's recap. $5,500 off Tucson's, 6 grand off Veloster's, and 7 grand off new Santa Fe Sport. Only at Brazos Valley Hyundai. See for yourself at BrazosValleyHyundai.com. Get gnarly in a new Hyundai, dude. Now through Monday, the Summer Fun Sales Event on Highway 6 at Briarcrest. BrazosValleyHyundai.com.
I worried about my health. I'd gained so much weight. Didn't want to travel, nothing fit. A flight of stairs was terrifying. I was missing out on my own life. But since surgery, I've lost 80 pounds, and the real me is back. I'm getting smaller. My world's getting bigger.
Could weight loss surgery at College Station Medical Center be your answer? Sign up for our next free seminar at collegestationbariatrics.com. Results may vary. Consult your physician.
Good morning. It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine will be developing across the region today. High pressure is off to our east, and that system is going to provide the warm, moist air that continues to work its way into the region. We're 90 to 95 later today. We're partly cloudy overnight and 75. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine, 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine for Friday with highs around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Bryan High baseball coach James Dillard about taking over for David Powers. Meanwhile, Aggie Brigham Hill heads to the majors after being drafted on day two of the MLB draft, along with Texas first baseman and son of Roger Clemens, Casey Clemens. And the Rangers took another one out at Minute Maid. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There goes 7:41. We normally do speak to Congressman Flores now. I talked to him a little while ago. They have a protocol that they go through when something like this happens, and so what he's done is asked that we postpone until tomorrow.
All right.
Did find out, interesting situation, they have a communication system that would be kind of like Code Maroon that we have here,
mm-hmm.
and so whenever anything happens that's of importance, it goes out to all the elected members of the House and the Senate simultaneously. So anyhow, we'll talk to him tomorrow. If you don't know what that is, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana shot this morning at a congressional baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia. His wounds are not believed to be life-threatening. Alexandria police said a suspect in the shooting is in custody. A congressional aide said Scalise was in stable condition at George Washington University. Representative Mo Brooks, a Republican from Alabama, said several other people also were hit, including two law enforcement officers. Brooks said that Scalise was down on the ground with what Brooks described as a hip wound. Another representative, Mike Bishop from Michigan, said Scalise was standing on second base when he was shot. I was looking right at him, Bishop told a Detroit radio station. He was a sitting duck. Scalise is the number three House Republican leader, first elected to the House in 2008 after serving in the legislature. House Speaker Paul Ryan's office said Scalise's wounds were not believed to be life-threatening, and that a member of the security detail was also shot. So that's what we have right now, and Fox is on top of it, and we'll keep you apprised in between their newscasts as well. But we'll talk to Congressman Flores tomorrow. All right, so it's 7:43. You know, you hear about STEM, right? We need to have our kids learn science and
technology
and engineering and math.
Mm-hmm.
STEM. Okay. So now they're trying to make it sound exciting. They're trying to make science sound exciting.
STEM.
For instance, Turns out that the Jupiter has been hiding two moons from us for all these years.
No, told y'all I hated space. They're a bunch of liars.
Yeah, they are. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But here's the one that is really stunning. Our sun might have been born with an evil twin called Nemesis.
No.
Yeah. Popular science says our sun's evil twin would have orbited the same spot that our own star does before wandering off into the galaxy.
Ooh.
Nemesis has never been found.
They named it Nemesis.
They did. But a new analysis suggests that all stars, including our own, are born in pairs. Really?
Okay.
Well, how do we know that our sun's not the evil twin?
I know, what
did Nemesis ever do?
It's hot.
Yeah.
Burns things.
I mean, and we're going to send a rocket there? A new analysis out of Harvard and Cal Berkeley. So, you know, nothing but smart people go to school there. So
good point.
It has to be true. Suggests, in fact, nearly all stars are likely born with a twin. These new findings based on a whole lot of very, very complicated stuff that, well, since we're not STEM majors, we can't understand.
Right.
But nonetheless, the newborn star is in a large cloud in the constellation Perseus. So if the math and the computer simulations are correct, and the thing is they won't know for 740 years whether they're right or not. We won't be here. They may go, oh, remember that Nemesis thing? Nah, that wasn't true. That was just to get kids to study STEM. Anyway, Nemesis has never been found. The hypothesis is that it must have escaped from the gravitational pull of our sun. Okay, now, if it was happy with our sun, why would it want to leave? You know what I mean?
Right.
So it could be, again, our sun is the bad sun.
Right.
Nemesis may be the good guy out there. Anyway, it says it ran off into the Milky Way and was never seen again.
What, with like a bag of loot?
It ran off.
I'm going to go here.
Mom liked you better. I knew it.
That's right. Over there catching its breath.
All stars have a twin, just like Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
He's got a twin, just in case you're wondering.
Oh, I didn't
know. Vin Diesel is a twin?
That's right.
Wow. Who knew?
All stars have a twin.
So there you are. You learned that this morning.
Yeah.
Now, why couldn't they have come out with that while kids were still in school? What's going to happen is they're going to come back to school, and the first day of school, there were going to be kids.
Kids are still in school, Scott.
No, they're not. No.
Not now for summer.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I know. Gotcha.
But the deal is they'll come back first day of school, and they'll find out about Nemesis, and they'll go, where was I?
Right.
Why didn't I know about that?
Should have learned STEM.
Yeah. U.S. Americans consume an average of 30 pounds of French fries per year.
Wow.
This has been French Fry Week, because earlier this week we had a story right about the favorite kinds of French fries.
We found out KFC is wedges.
And we have we found that out today. Hello.
Shouldn't we call Nemesis Syndrome?
Syndrome? I don't get it. Help me. Help me. Oh, he went away.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's fine.
All right. So anyhow. So, yeah, we talked about the most popular kind of fries. I guess it was yesterday. And then we found about wedges today. Anyway, unfortunately, the results of an 8-year study have discovered that regularly eating French fries may actually be responsible for numerous deaths every year.
Oh, God! We're going to die! Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
And we know that because every person who's ever eaten a French fry has died.
That's true, 100%.
So if you have French fries as a special treat once in a while, like once or twice a month, then you probably don't have to worry about it. However, if you typically consume fries 2 or more times a week, the odds of dying are double that of your non-French fry eating peers.
Ooh, I think everybody's odds of dying are 100%, though, right?
Well, it's ketchup's fault.
Yeah.
If you didn't have ketchup or salt, you know, if you just had unsalted fries and you had to sit there and eat them.
Or even unsalted ketchup. Have you ever had that?
No,
just
I don't
like
think I had.
Tomato paste.
Oh, yeah, that's probably pretty
nasty. I had a friend
nasty.
Who had to be on, like, low-sodium stuff, and they had non-salted ketchup in their house.
Ah. You're going, yee.
And then
that's
you get
false
that,
advertising.
That spicy ketchup from Whataburger.
Oh, there you go. See, so, again.
Or that FLG sauce.
Yeah, which is good for anything. Huh, hello?
Scott, there for a second, you sounded just like Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer.
No, but I'm not.
But I'm not.
The tough, smart lawyer.
You know it exactly. Yahoo is no longer a company. Yesterday, Verizon took ownership of the company and the brand. Yahoo's search site, email, news, and sports sites will still be on the web, as they've always been. Yahoo was launched back in January of 1994. Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web was launched. It was named Yahoo in March of that year. Yahoo was incorporated March 5th, 1995. And Verizon bought Yahoo for $4.5 billion. Back in 2008, Microsoft offered to buy Yahoo's. We talked about this for $20 billion. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, no, why would we do that? We're worth far more than that.
Yeah.
So anyway, officially, as of today, Yahoo as a company no longer exists.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories, let 2Video help preserve them.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X salicylic acid peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
A friend of mine has the ugliest dog I think I've ever seen. He's a 2.5-pound Yorkie Poo, which is a mix between a poodle and a Yorkshire Terrier. And he looks bad. You almost feel sorry for the little guy. He's lost most of his teeth and fur and runs around on 3 legs because the 4th is arthritic. He won't walk across tile floors because he's afraid of them. And he's too small to get up and down the stairs by himself. But don't give the poor thing too hard a time. He can't help it, and neither can his owners. You see, Tidbit is almost 16 years old, and that's somewhere around 112 dog years. He's earned the right to be a little tired. Why am I telling you about an ugly little dog? Well, because I think Tidbit can teach a lot of couples something important about their marriage. Tidbit looks so awful, you'd probably think he needs to be put down. But the vets have run tests on him, and they say he's a lot healthier than he looks. Your marriage may not look so hot either, but I hope you won't underestimate your hidden potential. You can rediscover the parts of your relationship that made you want to be together in the first place. But to find it, you can't give up on each other just because your relationship appears to have lost a little of its luster. Looks can be deceiving. Your marriage probably has a lot more life flowing through it than you realize. So, invest the energy to discover it once again. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, for Aggie baseball, right-hander Brigham Hill was selected in the fifth round of the MLB draft by the Washington Nationals yesterday afternoon with the 56th overall pick. He picked up wins against three top 20 squads in 2017, including then number 8 LSU. On Friday, Corbin Martin was selected in the second round. The Houston Astros grabbed the North Pole with the 56th pick, the earliest an Aggie's been chosen since 2012. Here's Martin on getting selected by the Astros.
It's awesome. You know, we all just talking about it's. I was more excited about getting drafted by the Astros than where I was picked. You know, I was almost like lost for words running around my house last night, jumping in for joy. So it was awesome.
The 2017 MLB draft wraps up this afternoon. The Aggies face off against Louisville in the College World Series on Sunday at 1 p.m. in Omaha. And you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the Toronto Blue Jays selected the son of former Cy Young winner Roger Clemens on day two of the Major League Baseball draft. University of Texas first baseman Casey Clemens was taken in the eighth round by the Blue Jays. He was one of a handful of familiar names picked during the draft's second day. In high school baseball, Bryan ISD has announced former Bryan High graduate James Dillard will return to his alma mater as the new head baseball coach. Dillard replaces David Powers, who retired 2 weeks ago after 13 years at the helm.
Over the years, Coach Powers has been a mentor to me, and you know, I pick up the phone once every couple of weeks just to check in with him and get some advice from him. And then whenever I went over to Magnolia West, we'd come to Bryan tournaments, we'd come and scrimmage Bryan, so I could just never get enough of home, and so, like I've been telling everybody, I'm glad to be back home.
Dillard comes from Magnolia West, where he served as the Mustangs head coach for the last five seasons. In college football, Mike Gundy has signed a five-year contract extension with Oklahoma State that will pay him $4.2 million this year, followed by a $125,000 raise each year afterward. The agreement replaces Gundy's current contract, which was set to expire at the end of 2019. Out at Nutrabolt, the Brazos Valley Bombers earned an 11th inning win over the Acadiana Cane Cutters last night. The Bombers go for the sweep tonight against the Cane Cutters. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can hear that game over on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, it was a good night for Rugi.
There's a ball driven deep by Rougned Odor to right field. That one is just over the wall and into the first row of seats. A line drive home run for Rougned Odor.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a high drive to left. Marwin Gonzalez back. He's looking up. That ball is history. An opposite field two-run homer for Rugi into the Crawford boxes.
Odor's solo homer in the seventh inning and tie-breaking two-run shot in the eighth lifted the Texas Rangers to a 4-2 win over the Houston Astros. The Astros will be looking to bounce back to cap off the series tonight in Houston. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10, and you can catch that action over on The Zone as well. And in the NFL, the Houston Texans say their training camp in West Virginia will start on July 26th. Newly drafted quarterback Deshaun Watson spoke on how he's fitting in with the team.
Everything's been going pretty smooth. Getting a lot of help from Tom and Brandon. You know, just taking the reps that Coach OB has given me. And just taking advantage of my opportunity when my time comes. And so, you know, I'm getting better each and every day.
Among the 15 training camp sessions are joint practices with the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots on August 15th and 16th. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, Brad. It's time for the deal of the day from the good folks at Team Ford of Navasota. Just a short drive south to Navasota, right there on Highway 6. Today, it's a 2014 F-150, only 39,000 miles. It's got the 5.0 motor, and you can pocket this for $26,988. Again, that's for the 2014 Ford F-150. And if you want to get that F-150 worked on and dude it up, you can do that with Texas Custom Outfitters. All the information is online. There's a link there at teamofnavasota.com. But I suggest you make the short trip and go see them at Team Ford of Navasota.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health.
Brad Mitchell in the studio with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, we were talking about why you kind of got into this business. It's a real fulfilling feeling, right?
It really is. When you get to see the smile on a customer's face, and sometimes they've got a party or an event or a wedding that they've been planning for, and we're trying to meet those deadlines to try to help that customer achieve that dream. It's an amazing feeling, and everybody in the company feels it. When we hit a home run and the customer's happy, and they get to use that pool for the first time. Wow, what a reward.
I'll tell you, now is the time to own a Sunshine Fun pool because the kids are out of school. And don't worry, because they make financing really easy for you over there. 36 months, no interest. It's great. And you can use your Sunshine Fun splash cash towards one of their fun features that they have to offer, like a free Haywood heater for your pool, a free slide, or you can even get $1,500 off a spa. Ask them about it, and don't forget to ask about that 36 months, no interest financing. Give them a call today, 979-690-3343, or check them out online at sunshinefunpools.com. Make this the best time of your life. Don't wait. 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
It's America's number one killer, targeting men and women alike. Heart disease. Fortunately, you have Baylor Scott & White Health to help protect your heart, providing innovative heart care with trusted expertise in cholesterol management, heart transplants, and everything in between. It's time to make a healthy heart your number one priority. Find a cardiologist on the medical staff at Baylor Scott & White Medical Center College Station by calling 979-207-3300 or visit bswhealth.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Fox will have more in just about a minute, but Roger Williams, who is a Texas congressman, was also apparently hit in the gunfire today. Steve Scalise was the first one we'd gotten, who is a majority whip and from Louisiana, but a Texas congressman as well. But they'll have some more information. Apparently it all started around 7:15, between 7:15 and 7:30 this morning, as members of Congress were practicing for a congressional baseball game, which they do on a regular basis. So we'll keep you up to date with that. Congressman Bill Flores will join us tomorrow so that we'll have some information and insights from him. And coming up in the next hour, the world's ugliest color. Now I have it. Just want to let you know. And
perfect.
And the longest planned escape from prison maybe ever. Have that story for you. In the meantime, as far as the weather is concerned, going to be about 94 today. We'll be near 96 by the time we get to the end of the week. There is no mention of rain in the forecast, and lows each evening will be between 74 to 76. We're at 77 right now. 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.